Delighted that you were able to start. You did everything to make sure you could start today. Your ankle is in an awful way after the last game.
Yeah, held up well today. I was surprised, very sore after half time, first 5 minutes, and when she stopped again at full time, I went very sore. But held up well. Sure, Dennis did a great job strapping up, and I was down. She was physioing every second day over Christmas with Ray Morley, gave me a great bit of help. Dennis was with a lad in Kilkenny as well, and another fellow up in Dublin. But Pat Finn had me in the seawater. I was down Duncannon and out. So I'm living in Malahide, so I'm out by the beach there as well. But Salvador did a right job on it. But just delighted to get over the line today, you know. I wasn't sure coming in whether it'd hold or not, you know.
Yeah, can you believe about this journey?
Oh, it's stone crack. Every day it just takes on a life of its own.
It's a belief there,
you know. No, it is. And we said that half time we came in, we'll just have to concede the goal at half time. And Goose said it to me, Ollie said to me, we were walking in with the heads down. And I looked around the boys in the dressing room at half time and I said to him, what's changed really in the middle of the year was we started believing in ourselves a little bit more. Like, you know, it was a big jump up coming up from junior, and we always thought we'd give it a rattle, and we got a bit of a fright in the first two or three games. But the belief came then, and I was saying to the boys at half time, fucking believe in yourselves, you know. We believe in yourself and determination, a bit of desire, and get you a long way, you know.
Bob Murphy, Robert, sorry, Bob. I say you're all delighted that James has lost his voice. delighted is the word.
We get a little break.
Yeah, break for a while,
so. Someday, you put in a lot of effort. This just hasn't happened, has it?
No. This started 2 years ago, isn't it, Danny? Yeah. It started, you know, and it just took them 2 years to get to this point, and Shaluk is great.
It really started rolling once we got over the junior, you know, and like, just get a bit of confidence, because we were messing around there. We're not messing around, but we were stumbling on the line for a long time. Once you get that bit of belief in yourself and confidence that you can get over the line, now 10 minutes to go in any game, we'd believe in ourselves if we're there or thereabouts, you know. So
you've plenty of pace up front, Robert. You won a couple of frees today. And
look, there's plenty of pace there, and Tighe and Jason, like, you know, there's loads of lads full of energy and raring to go. So look, plenty of youth is what you need.
Were the conditions difficult, Robert?
Just slightly, you know.
Greasy ball coming into your foot forward. Sometimes that'll help you when you're
even this, you know, this 20-yard pass, kick pass, you know, it hit the ground and come at you 10 times faster, you know, kind of greasy ball. But you just have to adapt and just adjust to it very quickly. And as the game went on, I think we did.
Forward or can go again. Yeah. Exactly. Because the backs can make a mistake or give you a chance. Or sometimes it's hard to win that initial ball, though.
Yeah.
But suits the big man anyway, slows everyone down as well.
But in terms of the whole run, lads, it's amazing. I mean, this journey started, it didn't start probably 2 or 3 years ago when you think about it, didn't it?
I did, definitely. Yeah, you know, we built the foundation.
We lost the Martins, but I think we
built a serious foundation that year, and we came back the following year with
won the following year without losing that first game anyway, you know what I mean?
Like, you know, I think it takes a bit of defeat and that bit of hurt to drive it on and, you know, put a bit of fire in the belly again and get going at it.
The lads were saying you were very calm at half time in the dressing room. Were you just working it out yourselves?
I think we're very relaxed, and even come into today, it seemed a lot more relaxed than the last in the Leinster final. But at half time, I think we kind of came in, and I suppose we're a bit deflated after they got that, as I call it, jammy goal. Man kind of snuck in there, and he, you know, it kind of took the edge off.
To be fair to them, they had a few goals.
Paddy took one off the line, and Paddy made a great save.
A bit of luck came our way, I suppose.
You won't win anything in sport unless you have luck.
Luck is important.
And we got our goal. We didn't make many goal chances, but we got the goal off a break.
I think the important thing is you have the belief, lads.
No,
it's very important, you know. The belief is very important, and I think, you know, there's 27, 28 lads there, and it's
all chomping at the bit to be on the field.
That's important. You need a bit of competition, and that's what drives on the team too.
You would 100%. Yeah.
Well, it's a great win, lads. Well done, and you have another fortnight now to get.
Yeah, I'll be back in the sea again.
You'll be back in the sea again.
Who's the eagle standing in the sea? Well done, lads. Congratulations.